What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Chat, take it from me, must be out your mind. I eat a lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Chat, take it from me.
On episode 370 of Fourth and John, I'm Gail Saunders here with Mal Davis in the building.
Here.
It's a two-man show today. Shout out to Evan and shout out to Prime and Hollis.
Yes,
on the road to victory per usual. But it's been a minute, Mal. I mean, I know we had a preseason game that happened last Thursday. I'm going to be honest. And you know me as much of a geek as I am about the dumbest stuff about the Eagles, about preseason, third, fourth, fifth string. That was probably hands down one of the most boring preseason games I've been to in a long time. Like I had moments of like, all right, let me get a read as ice, maybe I'll spice things up. Okay. And then the injuries after injuries, it didn't pop off until later in the game. I think Tanner McKee really had himself a day, I think.
Yeah.
We talked about turning the book on QB3. I think McKee was definitely the star of the show. I mean, the injuries also made their ugly way into the conversation. I think from a fan's perspective, watching that game, you could have been shocked to see how many people got injured. And I want to, before I pass it on to you, I just want to note to all you fans out there and media members who were saying that Eagle fans were doing the wave during injuries. Most of them didn't know players were injured at that moment. I took video of it. I took it down because I was just like, let's move on. But Mal, how you been, man?
I'm good, bro. Chilling. Was away on vacation with the fam, so I didn't even watch the game, son. Like, I checked on the stats and, like, saw some highlights and stuff, but I didn't watch the game itself. I was with my family. You know, preseason, man, I'm excited. I know one thing, Tanner McKee turning up, and, you know, Marcus Mariota, I thought he would be a good fit from a system standpoint, but also we talked a bit about the fact that Tanner McKee, get it out quick, man, right? Has a pretty decent arm on him, so he's playing some good football. It was unfortunate. You mentioned the injuries. Tyree Cleveland getting injured. He was trying to make a push potentially to be one of those last wide receivers. And so, yeah, man, just excited to be on here. And what's up to all the folks in the comments as usual? Let's turn it up, boy.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I just think for the back end of the roster guys that are trying to make a name for themselves, I think this is where you do it.
Yeah,
I think everyone keeps talking about this. I'm not gonna say battle, but I think in terms of there's a lot of Trey sermon stands out there. And I think we already know, just, you know, if you could go look at the snaps, this will tell you if you're playing this week, the Eagles feel a certain way about you. Because, you know, if you mean anything to the day one, being a day one starter, you are not going to be playing this week. What are your thoughts on Trey Sermon and the Rashawn Penny competition?
You got to go and take it, right? That, like, that's what the point of all of these reps are. That's what the point of these preseason games are, is for you to show that you're worth getting out there on the field. It seems like Kenny Gainwell is actually sort of taking away the big back role and doing well with it. So I thought that Rashad Penny would jump out to the front as far as like that lead early down back. It doesn't seem like that's happening. Sermon fumble, right? And so you can't also put the rock on the ground. Yo, you know, these are the opportunities where you get a chance to show that you could be trusted. And the one thing for sure that will get that erased is putting the ball on the ground. So neither of them really stood out. Kennedy Brooks, I thought, might do a little something this time around too, but nothing. So I don't know, man. I feel good about Swift and about Gainwell. I think Penny ends up making it, and then we'll see what they do if they do carry a fourth running back.
I mean, at the end of the day,
Boston Scott. Sorry.
Yeah, I feel a certain way about the running back room. I feel like I know where it's at right now. I mean, if you're looking at the snaps from last preseason game, Boston Scott had 3 snaps, Rashad Penny had 6, Kenny Gainwell had 8, Trey Sermon had 18, and Kennedy Brooks had 28. Again, you talk about that fumble. I mean, it's as much as if you go inside the NovaCare. Shout out to my boy Liam that hooked that tour through the NovaCare. You'll see how important it means to. They have signs everywhere about, like, you know, protecting the football. It means a lot to Sirianni. So the fact that he put the ball on the ground, he made it up for a touchdown in the game. I think Prime has fully been committed. I think Evan has also been committed to the Trey Sermon over Penny crowd.
I mean, Rashad Penny is a better football player, so I'm not committed to that crowd whatsoever. Of the two of them, I know who's better.
I mean, there are some numbers out there if you look into it. I mean, you have to think about, I'd say you have to think about Penny and, you know, what he's done throughout his time. He's got the numbers to back it up.
His yards per carry in the games he's played is healthy, right? Like, it's what, 6.1 yards a carry or something like that.
So it's around 5.7. I think it's tied with former Hall of Famer.
Is up there, is what I know, right? And so, mm-hmm. You know, when you're talking about the two of them, I know who Rashad Penny is. I don't know who Trey Sermon is. This is an Eagles backfield that, realistically, Boston Scott is diminutive. And so if Trey Sermon was really like that, he should be taking Boston Scott's spot. And so the fact that we even arguing about whether or not he should be on this team, to me, still says that Trey Sermon isn't there yet. But, you know, if they want to go young and somebody's still under roster control, there you go. But Rashad Penny's making some change this year too. So I just want to see somebody take it, take the backfield over. I hope over the season to see Gainwell and Swift split it up pretty well and you know, get Boston Scott involved during those giant games so he could rumble 400 and get us over the top, man.
I mean, the little amount that Boston Scott does make, I think it's worth what he's getting paid. Was 1.9 mil. He's getting paid the most out of the group. But I think in terms of Swift and Gainwell, you know, it's a mix and match. I think Gainwell has proved, like, this is what I'm going to say, like, about rookies that come in. Gainwell proved right away as a rookie he was serviceable. Mm-hmm. Things that I've liked That's to wild. See in training camp is, like, Sidney Brown showing up. Again, from pretty much he's been flashing. Jalen Carter, pretty much been dominating. Lane Johnson called he called Jalen Carter a what do you call him?
Geno Atkins.
A bigger Geno Atkins. I think in terms of rookies flashing it, again, as Jordan says, Tanner should be QB number two. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Eagles won't say that, but I think in terms of ball placement, throwing with anticipation, he made it look easy. I'm gonna say, obviously, it's back in the roster guys that he's going up against, but the fact that he
look good out there,
he's putting the ball where it's supposed to be. I had an argument with Hollis on the phone, per usual. He's like, yeah, but he's just doing against third stringers. But I'm saying he's showing up.
And that's the time, right? It's like you want to see him. It's like when you're watching somebody in high school, the big superstar athlete in high school. If it's not illuminated quite clearly, right, that like they may have an issue transitioning. And so with Tanner, he's showing that he can make these plays. He comes from a pro-style offense. He came from a system at Stanford that has put dudes in the league before, right? Like, this isn't some foreign conclusion. And he looks good. He passes the eye test, right? I think if you get into the advanced metrics, even though it's against third stringers, he's going to pass those things too. Whereas Marcus Mariota is clearly making mistakes continuously and had a really tough year in Atlanta, right? And so, like, on the back of that tough year in Atlanta, he looks like the same player. And so in a situation where you have to get production from your backup quarterback, carry three, right? But if it came down to putting somebody in the game, I think at this point, I want to see what McKee has, bro, right? Like, I might try to rotate him in to get him some snaps versus the second team in this last preseason game just to see if he can excel there as well.
I mean, obviously, two different skill sets. You look at Mariota's game, and you look at Tanner McKee's game. A little bit different, but I think Mariota, his mobility is something that you like.
You got to be accurate, bro, right? Yeah. Like you talked about Tanner McKee's precision. And so, yes, you can be athletic, and yes, you can run around, and yes, you can make plays with your legs. But in the end of the day, at quarterback, it comes down to your ability to throw the ball and make completions. I think if we really sit and look at the body of work this summer, I trust Tanner McKee more than I trust Marcus Mariota. But we've never seen McKee do it when it really counts versus we've seen Mariota win games before, even with just his leg. So I think it's back to like the Sermon versus Rashad Penny sort of conversation. You have your established veteran that we know what we get with them, and then we have this younger player who show some, you know, pop, show something good, but we don't know what they got yet because they haven't done it when it matters. So
talk about there's this, Drew brought up the advanced stats here on Rashad Penny.
He's a monster dude for real.
Sure. I mean they're interesting when you look at him.
Yeah, I mean he got it, man. Behind this offensive line where, you know, you're looking at his yards before contact with us in a situation at Seattle that wasn't nearly as good as what he'll have here. So I was always excited about that pairing, but for whatever reason, he hasn't really, again, jumped out in front there with that competition. Whereas it seems like DeAndre Swift has a very specific role as the pass catcher. Kenneth Gainwell is like the hybrid. Boston Scott, you know, you rotate him and they get some reps. Who's going to be that big back? Is it either of them, right, Sermon or Penny? Is it somebody else that gets cut in later in training camp or at a roster cut downs? Yeah, but we'll see.
Now, Rashad Penny, some numbers from Ruben Frank from NBC Sports Philadelphia. Over the last 3 years, he has the 77th most rushing attempts in the NFL, with the 9th most 20-yard runs, which is 16, and the 5th most 40-yard touchdowns, which is 3. He's got a 6.3 average in 2021, 6.1 last season. He's one of only 12 running backs in NFL history with two seasons with a 6.0 average on 50 or more carries, and one of just three running backs to do it in consecutive years. His 5 games since 2020 with at least 135 rushing yards trail only Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor, but he's only played 18 games since 2020, so he's had 135 yards and 28% of his games over the last 3 years. Bringing up that name, people in the comments also brought it up. Jonathan Taylor was also spotted at camp today. I'm sure he's been given permission to seek a trade. Eagle fans will make something out of nothing. But he was in a hoodie that said, "I am stronger than my darkest days." he's a South Jersey native, so he's in the area right now. I already heard he's been riding his bike around town in South Jersey. Yeah, these are facts. Jonathan Taylor,
mean anything, so.
You're ready to move on from the Jonathan Taylor conversation. I can see.
No, it's no conversation to have. That came and went instantaneously. Howie is not about to invest. If anybody, he cares less about running back than maybe anybody in the NFL as far as like personnel and decision makers. So there's no way, that you give up a first round pick plus the dude wants $16 million a year. You end up in a contract stalemate in a holdout or hold in with him next year. It's just not worth it. There's no conversation to have.
Now, Robert says, our running back depth is solid. Plug and play on situational yardage downs. You know, Robert makes perfect sense. I think you have guys that are versatile, hybrid types. Again, look at, you know, he might be built like a Care Bear, but man, he's got some good numbers down by the goal line. Which is Boston Scott. Mm-hmm. Also gives you special teams at the end of the day.
Gainwell's tough, man, for his size. Like, he's tough behind his pads, man. He gets his pad level low. He gets square and he runs between the tackles. He's not just some outside toss guy. So yeah, I feel good about the room. I wish again that somebody would kind of just shake out and be that guy, at least to be the lead dog in that rotation. But situationally, like you said, you could really implement just about any of them.
Now, Raxx says Taylor would be an insane pickup, but I wouldn't risk it. We should be okay with the backs we have, plus the compensation the Colts want, as well as salary cap. If you're talking about salary and the numbers, all the backs that we have on the roster right now are getting paid less than Miles Sanders in total.
Yes.
So that is Howie's season, right? Allie says, you're right, but we can never stop dreaming. Knowing Howie, anything can happen. Nonetheless, I know it won't happen.
Yeah, if this was like a superstar somewhere else, that made sense, right? But you're talking linebacker, you're talking running back. How are we not moving on that? Like, it's just not going to happen.
Swain says, I feel like we should carry five backs since Gainwell and Swift catch, so they will so well. Trey being – I just think – I'm trying to figure out I don't think you need five running backs.
I don't think so either, especially because Boston Scott gives you those special team reps. So for me, I would say – it's more so four backs. And again, if Trey makes it, that means one of Rashad Penny or Boston Scott doesn't. But I don't think so. What's good, Drew? I don't think that they carry five, though.
Rex says, last thing I want to see is McKee and Mariota Wildcat play. It rarely worked with Wentz and Hurts. It's a weird team, man. I've seen people mention Nick Foles. I've seen the weirdest people mention, Carson Wentz.
Well, bringing them back.
I
don't think you need to, yo. I think McKee is the in-house option. I think he gives you what you're looking for.
Shout out to y'all in the comments. Shout out to Nina, the good folks from Florida. Shout out to your mom as well. Bob from Down Under says Mariota should get first shot as backup, but as soon as he turns the ball over, McKee is in. I really want to see a lot of Mariota. I'm not gonna say a lot. Give him the first quarter. You know what I'm saying? He needs to get his rhythm. You agree?
Yeah, I mean, I would still be prioritizing getting Tanner McKee some actual reps, first competition that I feel is at least a close representation of what he may face in an NFL game. So giving Mariota as many reps as he needs to feel prepared, but I think that this is a great chance for McKee to really, just do what he needs to do. really anybody, everybody that's sort of on the fringes, right? Like Zach McPherson going down forces a bunch of other young corners into the equation. And so there are a lot of positions still kind of up for grabs, right? Like Zach Cunningham for the linebacker spot. Like there are people that still are trying to, the three people rotate in on the first team safety with Reed Blankenship. And so, you know, there's a lot of positions still open, a lot of things to still figure out, which is exciting, but also sort of nerve-wracking as we get closer and closer to the season.
Now, speaking of the linebacker position, I'm trying to think who had a better career in Philadelphia, with Frank Gore
Miles
or
Jack.
Miles Jack.
At now, least Miles Jack put the damn jersey on, son. He at least came to practice once.
Yeah, shout out to Prime for getting us in that access to the last joint practice. The number one thing, I've said it on this pod numerous times about how much I liked Miles Jack and wanted to see him here in Philadelphia. I didn't know exactly where he was at. I think he was a little, he's not the same guy he was when he first came into the league. But as we and a bunch of other Eagle fans looked at Miles Jack, we all were uttering the same words under our breath, like, Miles Jack looks light. I thought he was, I mentioned on the last podcast about how he looked like 10 pounds. He looked like a safety out there. Mm. And then as the week went on, all the beats were saying pretty much it is a Cunningham battle with Ellis, with Morrow getting some snaps in. But right now it seems Dean locked in, Cunningham got the position. And then I said, maybe Jack didn't. I mean, he showed up here with two pairs of draws, bro. I'm talking about, was he prepared?
I also feel like the mental piece, right, that like his body, maybe he could have gotten there physically, but mentally is draining, it's taxing. It's a reason why a lot of veterans like to pick and choose and wait things out before they even come in because they want to skip camp. And so maybe that was for him the factor, like, I don't have the grind in me. He's still a young dude, and he had the degenerative knee issue coming into the NFL. So it was always, you know, a situation where it could be a home run or it could be a miss, but they took the swing, and I love that. And I also like the fact that Cunningham came in and has been making some plays. Kemsky was talking about how long his arms are. He's definitely one of the bigger linebackers. So good to see that. I thought Nicholas Morrow might, I know Tank loves Morrow. I thought he might put up a better fight, but once they brought Miles Jack and Zach Cunningham in, the writing was kind of on the wall. And then the Kobe Dean came back from injuries and it's shown that he's clearly the starter on the other side. So, yeah, man, like, again, a lot of open competitions, people still fighting for jobs, and I'll be curious to see what that final 53 looks like.
Mm. Now, we're talking about this 53. I know Ben, a.k.a. Bob, he said that he mentioned the depth. I think when you talk about depth and talk about this team, you think about the first units are pretty nice. I think across the defensive line, we have depth. But in terms of the linebacker position, I feel like the Eagles, we all know they, you know, ghost ride the whip at linebacker. Hmm. It's almost like they're watching their linebacker develop as they go, which is very interesting, just to say the least, for a team that's so stacked. They don't – it's like they're like, all right, we'll – it's almost like – you know, we all procrastinate in our lives sometimes. They procrastinate the linebacker position, and they'll figure it out as they go, and that's what they're doing. Drew has a question here. He says, thoughts on this one final cut process they implemented? You think it will be huge news frenzy?
I love it, man. I like the fact that it gives teams time to really give folks an opportunity to get snaps, to get opportunities, you know, to get some good looks at them. I think it will be a huge news frenzy too, just because it'll be a massive amount of people getting cut down. And then on the other side, people going through the waivers process and getting picked up and practice squad and all of that stuff. It'll be a frenzy for sure. But like, that's the kind of stuff that I love. I love when you have a bunch of news all at once and you sifting through it and getting excited and figuring it out. It'll be, as always, I want to know what undrafteds make the team, right? And then also, what is how we do to continue to churn the bottom of the roster to make it better and keep improving.
Now, I think in terms of just the way that the Eagles are and the rest of the NFL, you know, deploying talent out there, you're going to see their battles in those joint practices. Like the rest of these younger guys, they need the reps. I think it's great for them to get more opportunities. Again, you know, with the way the Eagles are moving, they're, you know, I mean, that last preseason game, and there was a lot of injuries. Some news and notes here. The Eagles waived injured 3 players. Tyree Cleveland had a neck concussion. Thank God, he's okay. Noah Ellis had undisclosed injury. Zach McPherson, guy they drafted, torn Achilles. They released Greedy Williams. It was an early favorite to be CB2. And Ty Zentner. But I think, you know what? These younger dudes, Josh Job has solidified CB2. I think Mario Goodrich has been getting some outside, has been getting some looks.
Rick's making plays.
Rick's making plays.
With McPherson going down, my attention now pivots to this cornerback room because it's a real interesting one. Because we have Avante, who's had to battle through injuries, and then we have Slay, who is getting older and over the past 2 seasons has had to battle through some stuff. Bradbury just turned 30. So I think just in general, what you said is our starters are established. And not only are they established at pretty much every position, we have some really good football players. When you go to that second part, who's behind them, it gets kind of spooky at some of these really key positions. And so want to see who ends up making the team as the outside backup cornerbacks. But it will be one of these young dudes, and all 3 of the folks that we talked about were undrafted free agents. So, will they be ready when their number gets called? Somebody got to step up for special teams because McPherson was a core special teamer. So, you know, it's a lot.
Now, my brain just went somewhere, but the cornerback from LSU, Mekhi
Gardner. Yeah, playing good football too.
He continuously, we've said this on the pod numerous times about the first time he made a play and he punted the ball and Coach Sirianni said, "You haven't done jack in the NFL yet." Well, he's doing jack.
Yeah.
He's doing some jack, Sirianni.
And all SEC dudes minus Mario Goodrich, right? That like Joe Gardner, LSU, Ricks was Alabama, you know? So they play some good football, and all of those guys were also highly ranked in high school. So we know that they could play. But again, similar to Tanner McKee, Sermon, a lot of these young guys, can they do it in the NFL? Who the heck is going to show up behind, you know, our wide receivers? Yo, Meanie.
Who's going to show up? Blue Meanie's going to show up, a.k.a. Brian Heffron in the building. If you don't like it, he will body slam you. Shout out to 2020 Vision in the building as well. Mr. Greetings and Salutations. I just deleted his photo out of the – I would have brought it up. Perfect timing, man. I would have brought it up. Yes, Deshae with Mekhi Gardner. SEC script, as Mark Bird would say. I'm trying to think, man, what I'm trying to see from some of the guys. But, you know, preseason is going to allow us to see. I'm trying to also make up my mind if I'm actually going to the game. Someone just offered me tickets, front seat, first row.
You got to go, player.
But would you? Would you go to a preseason game?
No. Yeah, somebody just gave me front row tickets to go to the game and pull up, of course.
Okay. After last week.
Man, you the king of the city, man. See you out. You got to be out and about, man.
Rita's ice could be the major pulling to get me to go to this next game. But I do want to see who put some good tape out there. Pete Nathan is already solidified his cornerback depth. He goes with Darius Slay, Bradbury, Maddox, Job, Ringo, Ricks, and Goodrich, and Garner.
They need to get Kelly Ringo on the Pilates, bro, and like yoga, open them hips up, because that boy shit is tight. But he can't swing them things open worth a gosh darn. So
the play where he
got cooked, he got cooked a couple times where he couldn't open up, man.
I mean, I played cornerback in my day. You know, when you turn your head, he actually turned his head correctly, but he lost focus on the ball. I mean, he's got the length, he's got the speed, he's got he's agile, but he's stiff.
That's what I'm saying. He can't open up. He can't turn and change directions quick enough. But he could play. He could definitely play. Somebody that I'm excited to see continue to develop and grow, but you see his limitations, and it still are the same limitations that he faced at Georgia. But that bottom of the cornerback group is young, tall, and physical. And so, you know, I like that when you have boundary corners that are willing to mix it up, come up and run support, all of those sorts of things. It's important to set that edge.
Bob says Brady Russell and Garner look like special team or dark horses. Again, you know, another player who needs to get some pub, I guess, Justin Evans.
Yeah.
You know, he showed some physicality out there. I know Eagles might be high on him.
Mm-hmm. Higher than most. Brown.
Reed Blankenship locked. And I think Sidney Brown, he's I don't know if he's – I don't know if the Eagles feel he's like he's ready rotation. Yet yeah. right now, but I feel like they're ready for his rotation.
Yeah, he's in a rotation. He's definitely in a rotation. I think like now, is it Edmonds or is it Evans that he's rotated with?
I do want to see him break down, start wrapping up a little bit more.
Sidney?
Because he's a wreck. He flies.
He's a wild child, reckless. Bro. You know what you're getting with him, man. He all gas, no brakes. I mean, like, he don't know how to slow down.
Talk about not slowing down. In practice, he's started up a couple fights. He's been edgy. I like that. Another player on this team who's going to log into itsalwayshim.com. Derek Barnett got in the face of Anthony Richardson. Started a little scuffle. It started to pile on as a Zaire Franklin got the best of Kenny Gainwell. And then Jason Kelce took it into his own hands and put the hacksaw Jim Duggan on Franklin and laid him out cheap shot-esque to the point where, as a captain of the team, he had to apologize for his behavior. He said the tensions got the best of him. Do you like that energy from Jason Kelce?
Yeah, hell yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yo, it is what it is, because the way that it was described is Zaire Franklin cheap shotted Kenny Gainwell first. And so, you know, it's retaliation. You want to be careful with cheap shots because you don't want to injure somebody in a practice situation like that. But also, I always want to see teammates sticking up for teammates. Like, that's what camaraderie is. And the Eagles are a very close-knit group. So, Kelce going to take care of his own, man. You know how I feel, man. Turn up, bro. And it's funny that the whole joint got shut down. And we'll see what kind of spillover, because they said it was chippy all day long. So what kind of spillover happens in a preseason game? But you got to hold your people down, bro. So I'm never going to argue with somebody about that.
In Cool Tone says, you are Nick Sirianni, start, bench, cut. He's got Mekhi Garner, Khalil Ringo, Eli Ricks. Who do you have, Mal, here starting at what position? A gunner?
Let's say starting, if we had to start one of them at, let's corner, outside corner, boundary corner, not even gunner. So if they had to, if I'm gonna be honest, it's start Eli Ricks, bench Kelly Ringo, cut Mekhi Gardner. For me, Kelly Ringo, he just has the draft capital behind him that will keep him in that consideration. But Eli Ricks can actually open up his hips and move. And is somebody that has already shown, at least in limited snaps, that he can play in the NFL. So that would be my three. What about you?
I'm going to go in the same ilk right there. I think I would love to get Gardner on the practice squad if we're in this, in this situation here. Yes. I do think he's brought a level of energy to the
He's physical.
No, Drew says you have to go.
Come on, bro. Somebody gave you tickets. You got to
That is, bro. I didn't say good price.
You're the king of the city, bro.
Good price. No flex. This is just commentary.
You know, y'all know how Gail do. Like, you know, somebody just hooked me up. I'm gonna be front row, but I don't know if I'm going. That's how I know you're the king of the city.
No, well, my thing is, yo, with this new house, I've had so many meetings with contractors that I don't even know who I met with.
There's been so many. Do with football,
because I'm either gonna just do house stuff, or just be irresponsible, but.
Treat your shorty to a game. Go sit stick front to row.
My love and just go
put your,
to.
Put your flyest kicks on and promote 4th and John and promote your customized kicks. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So John says, I'm not sure these backups are built for nickel. Roseman might need to look at the waiver wire. I do think they are going to work the waiver wire.
I think Eli Ricks could kick inside.
And Mario Goodrich is said to take over the role for Zechner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Zach. McPherson. Bob said, you move out? Yeah, not yet. I'm trying to get in there, man. It's a whole vibe. I understand people's stress when it comes to moving into a house. In a cool tone, talks about the heat-sinking missile, Sidney Brown. Good vibes right now. I think I just his approach to the game. I think hopefully younger guys in the locker room see that. I think he's looking for the respect of the elders in the group. You just can't come in and say I'm gonna take. You got to show up and earn that respect in the locker room. I think the guys like Jason Kelce. I always look at this photo that I took back at Lehigh. Jason Kelce, first time out there at training camp. Dude looked, everybody in the crowd was like, who's that short dude with the big beard? Couldn't even see, his beard was out of control, feisty. And here he is, like the elder statesman in the group, holding his guys down like, him sticking up for his players. Obviously, you know, he didn't want a cheap shot or hurt anyone. But when they get back in the locker room, they're going to be like, yo, he's a real one. He's definitely a real one.
Exactly.
Rack says, drinking game rule. If you see Barnett get flagged, take a shot.
You're going to be drunk.
Yo, the amounts of fake news that were rolling out there, they were saying that Barnett cheap shotted Anthony Richardson.
Oh yeah.
No way. ESP came in, he's like, no, that did not happen.
That's one of those things where in a game maybe, but not in training camp, yo.
2020 comes in, he says, that's a decent safety. Reeds, Evan, Wallace, Brown. I mean, if you're gonna look at the snaps here, this is kind of you're wondering where exactly are the where they actually feel, you know what I'm saying? I think Wallace had what, 52 snaps last game. We're talking, that's a lot of snaps. I mean, what do you need to see from Wallace in the fourth quarter?
If you about to get cut is what they looking at.
That's what I'm, I'm wondering where they're at, you know what I'm saying? Because, it's been a minute, man. Kayvon Wallace.
I mean, he definitely had his opportunity to take off and take this job. You know, Reed Blankenship came in and did what he was supposed to do, adapted very quickly and, you know, jumped over Kayvon Wallace. They had to go out and get multiple safeties, even with Wallace on the roster already. So, he had his chances. You got to do what you got to do. You got to take the opportunity. What's good, my boy? And run with it. And he just has not done that. As I always say, I was excited about Wallace coming out of Clemson. I thought that he'd be able to give you a good third safety, some nickel snaps, but baby.
Benjamin speaking my language, a friendly reminder, Cowboys do suck. Benjamin also coming off the top rope says the league is not ready for what the Birds are getting ready to unleash on them. This is the excitement level in the area. Everybody wants to talk about the Eagles. I was at, like, again, doing house stuff at Home Depot. Shout out to the people I met at Home Depot today. They were I'm like just trying to buy paint. And the guy's like, he's talking about, he wants to talk more about Eagles than the paint. So I definitely entertained the conversation. So people are out here, man. People are out here. We did want to announce something while we're here at this moment. We announced what trips we'll be going to. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips. If you guys are looking to book a trip to Philly with Philly Sports Trips, get out there and do it now. They got numerous amounts of trips out there that you can go to. Yes, check them out at phillysports.com. Follow them out on all socials at Philly Sports Trips, PHL. If my computer would start working, I could get it for you right on the ticker. They're at Sports Trips PHL. We decided to go to New England. Mm-hmm. Got to go to the opener.
Mm-hmm.
And then LA.
Mm-hmm.
LA is a good thing.
Man, shouts out to LA, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And hope they're recovering from the earthquake and rain and all of that. There's a lot going on that side.
Yeah,
so.
All you Eagle fans of LA, hope you guys are good. I saw the photo of the stadium.
Stay safe out there, bro. Yeah. Word. Stay safe.
Some wild stuff. Our third trip will be to KC, and then we'll follow up with a trip to December. trip to Dallas in December.
Nice.
So that's there a trip. That's a trip every month. It could get real out there. Washington is in the books.
It's a lot of good. It's a lot of good trips right there too, man. You know, Prime's gonna be in the building because he got his seat, his license. You feel me? So Primo, good all the home games. He in the building. I saw the picture, man. Shouts out Prime, man, for real, because that's big time right there. That's a life goal, dog. So I'm so happy to see the homie accomplish it. Post up, shine on them on them people, man. When you at these games, do it big, homie.
It's funny because you know, over the last 2 years, you know, I've been in control of those tickets, so I had to. Prime now owns the seat, so I'm like, Prime, I'm at your, you know, whatever games you allow me to go to, I will go to, and then we'll work it out. So just to see him happy again, if I was, that's a great honor to have seats.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely is.
So we says this season is gonna be even more special than last season. Unfinished business. Mr. iFlow in the building. Check him out on all socials. What are you trying to see from what players are you actually looking at? You want to see something from versus the Colts?
I think at this point it's really locked in already. You know, let's see what we get out of Trey Sermon, because again, that is that competition with Rashad Penny. Want to see what happens with the safety position too, just because that spot opposite of Blankenship is wide open still, it seems. And then what's happening at the bottom of the roster with the wide receivers. But I feel like most of the people that I was excited to see, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis has gotten some decent reps. Like they played already, and they probably aren't going to get but so much in this next game. So Tanner McKee, maybe I'll go with him, is maybe the one person I'm most excited to see if he can go out and put another show on. So make it tough on it. I mean, I think he took over Ian Book, right? Like he overtook Book. At this point, it's the question of how high can he rise up the depth chart, and can he be trusted when the games really matter?
I mean, if I'm looking at players that I want to see excel, I'm going to go with I would love to see a wide receiver six guys, somebody, you know, like Anata Ngata show up. Obviously, you know, Kane, you know, I know what he is already.
Yeah.
I think, you know, tough scene for Tyree Cleveland out here, you know, because I thought he was having a great camp. I would love to see some Covey, but you know, he's dealing with his. But I think his spot is locked up.
He's locked in.
Like as much as people telling you from a former punt returner myself, what he's doing technically, just catching the ball, it's as safe as you can get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'd love some juice, extra juice, but hey. Catch the damn ball. We know what it is. Blue Mini, you're taking a note out of my playbook. He says, this team almost is forcing me to buy Madden again.
I bought it.
See,
it's the best Madden for me. The physics and mechanics of the game.
Okay.
It's improved, like modernized Madden over the past couple years. It hasn't really done much, but they definitely change like how the players interact on the field from like a physics dynamic. And the hits in there are much more, you could feel it much better. I am more excited about college football coming back next summer. That's the one that I'm geeked up about. That's going to be a good one, man.
And Mal is a serious gamer. That's
the one.
He awarded me his old PS2 with the old college game.
Yeah, man.
That's how much of a psycho he is. So if he's giving you a good review of Madden,
it's better, bro.
It's tech issues. Better.
Yeah, tech issues is Madden. It's EA Sports. You're going to always have the same stuff. But as far as like the gameplay, it's improved. And they made some slight improvements to franchise mode too, if that's what you get into. I haven't been able to play it so much. But when I have been able to play it, it's been dope.
And Mal asked me what I was doing at 4:30 in the morning last night.
What were you doing at 4:30 in the morning, yeah?
Franchise mode, Madden.
Yes, sir. Madden, which Madden?
Last year's edition.
Okay. Nah, get 24, bro. I'm telling you.
I was trying to, like, figure out if I wanted to like, engage in such tomfoolery with all the stuff I got going on. But I did it anyway. Was up to my head in roster moves at 4:30 in the morning. I was like, get some sleep. But shout out to my guy Brian Song. He has tickets with the Raiders, season tickets, so they give him Madden for free. So he says, "Hey, I don't play Madden. Do you want the Madden code, or do I buy Madden so I can play you, like this week?" Tough scene out here.
You gotta go ahead, man, and just figure it out. But 24 is definitely worth it. So ever you get it, go ahead and acquire that job. You feel me?
Ben is still going in on the Cowboys. He said, "How are you America's team and haven't won an NFC championship since 1995?
I mean, they valid questions.
2020 says the Beats are saying that Hurts' performance in this camp, the sharpest ever by a Birds QB, once was good in 17. McNabb in 04, getting Super Bowl winner vibes this season. You know, like I had said two podcasts ago about where Hurts really admired Tom Brady's game, it was in practice. Mm-hmm. He had a conversation with Brady about, you know, not putting the ball on the ground. And he's looked great in practice. Again, I don't need to see him in preseason. I'm good with that. Did you see that note about Jalen Hurts said that he thought he had broke his collarbone in the Bears game?
Oh, no. Yeah. But I believe that was a hell of a hit. So.
And he went back in the game knowing after he thought.
He's a gamer. He's a gamer 100%. And what I continue to love about Jalen Hurts is the improved mechanics, right? That, like, he looked a lot better last year. And from the throws that we get a chance to see, it's like a crispy, man. He's hitting A.J. Brown and he's hitting Devontae on deep, you know, routes. He's hitting Goddard, hitting Swift. So I'm excited, man. I think that he has a 4,000-yard passing season in him. I think he has several in him. And so I look forward to just him being able to use his arm a lot more and dissect defenses with his arm versus with his legs and just really keep the legs for when teams least expect it, goal line situations when we really need it. But I think issues like the Bears game show how important he is because he really wasn't the same quarterback after that hit, despite having time off and, you know, being able to rest some. His shoulder was still an issue all the way up to the Super Bowl. So you got to keep him healthy, man. We only go as far as Jalen Hurts takes us.
Very true. Ben says, we need our young linemen both sides. Show us they ready for the torch to get past to. Mm-hmm. In terms of Bob or Ben, comment from earlier, talking about depth. Defensive line, I'm cool with. Offensive line, you know, obviously being a rookie, Steen, left tackle, and then right guard potential. You're talking about Sills coming in, getting some right guard reps after his off-field issues coming back. I'm still wondering, you know, where exactly that depth is. You know, Sue Opeta, we've seen him over the years. I'm just wondering, you know, with Toth and forgetting his name from the Titans that we brought in at right tackle, veteran.
Oh, Kelly.
Yeah, yeah. He hasn't been the level of consistency that the Beats have liked. Mm-hmm. So that depth along the offensive line, that is something I am looking at right now. Now, if you guys have any questions in the comments, let them rip as we get towards the end of the show. Obviously, we can go on for days, but Pete Nathan has pumped his chest saying that Covey will make the team. Huh?
He definitely will.
Huh? Is that a question mark? Did you forget some punctuation at the end of that?
Nah, it's like a disappointed.
Now, John says he is excited to see Steen and Van Sumeren. I love all the Steen reps I can get. Mm-hmm. You see him getting nasty out there. He's got I like to see the nastiness from my old lineman. No?
Sure.
Van Sumeren, the undrafted free agent from Michigan State. A couple missed tackles in the first preseason game, but, some people have said that he's got a chance. I'll wait. I know coming up is college football. I was not ready for this. That was a shocking when someone told me that college football. Oh, this is Mark Drumheller from Yahoo Sports.
Shouts out Mark.
Yeah, long time.
Mm-hmm.
He's if you need any betting tips,
that's Mark Drumheller for sure.
Mark Drumheller, former fourth and drawing guy. Sure. With Yahoo Sports now, giving you
he always the hot takes, John, bro.
Give me a hot take. Also, the Saturday is Fan Fest out there. Anyone in the local area who's looking to attend, not sponsored by Fan Fest, but Brian Dawkins is going to be there. Nick Foles is going to be there. Philly Sports Strips. We'll have a tent. We'll be out there. Stop by, say what's up. If you want to talk about the Eagles? If you want to see? I don't think I've ever seen Nick Foles and Brian Dawkins in the same place at one time. Me personally.
So now we can prove that they're not the same person. You know what I mean?
Two goats.
Now it's time.
Two goats. Two goats.
Yeah, man.
Definitely try not to weird out. But I would love to see Nick Foles. I've never met Nick Foles. Have you?
No.
No?
No. I have not.
No. Our resident Madden expert here, Mr. iFlow, definitely been on Madden destroying people. That's a flex.
He Devontae, sent me the video.
He said it's indeed the best Madden, though. Okay.
Yeah, no, right. It's for sure the best Madden, bro.
Jeez, man. Mal, how good are you at the game?
I'm pretty good at Madden.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing Madden since 92. So I will hope after 30 years of playing something, you know what I mean? 20, 30 years of being at it, you'd be half decent at it.
Pete says another flex. He's mad. He's mad. I used to do Madden tournaments.
We used to do them way back in the day. Whew. It's been so long. I don't really care about that no more. But when you get on embarrassed. Play online and, you know, mix it up. Yeah. Or the 21 blowout, you got to get off the sticks. And it's like six people waiting, so you ain't playing again for a minute.
Now, Jalen Hurts, a.k.a. the Fresh Prince, he's got a cover on Sports Illustrated.
Congratulations.
The interview with him is also refreshing. He just talks about his Sports Illustrated that he had on his wall with his favorite athletes. He did say Bryce Harper was one of his favorite athletes. He said Johnny Manziel. He mentioned a couple other players. That's the thing. Yo, I had a wall full of my favorite athletes on. I had
Griffey out there.
And he said he was very intentional with who he put on his wall. So he told his mom not to change the wall at all. Like, he wants to save it and preserve it and look back at it. But
he must have been an interesting child, Joe. Because he seems to be the same person, right? Like, super meticulous about his business. He just is getting more mature, so he's able to kind of corral it or harness it better. But he seems to always have been a very intentional person. And I'm just grateful that he's our quarterback, man.
Hey, he's talking about the 90s flair to his love of the game. I mean, love of the, you know, the 90s. You know, his pays homage to his parents. who brought him up on 90s hip hop. And
yeah, that's what we doing with MJ, baby. You gonna got him on the 90s Nickelodeon. You know, he gonna know all about the 90s. Best era, bro. Best decade that ever existed.
Yeah, right now, Jalen Hurts can do no wrong. He just locked in a Hulu Live commercial. So while you might take a little team discount, he's also getting paid on the back end.
For sure.
It all works out. Yeah. The Shade brings up the Smitty. They had him in a little pony,
cooking
motion here. He came out of the backfield. What do you think about that?
Oh, I love it. That's how Cooper Kupp gets utilized. They use Deebo Samuel similarly. Justin Jefferson last year was getting a lot of those looks. I think you just get creative, bro. I think it also puts the defense in a compromising position because you can't necessarily send that corner to follow him depending on what the play is that was called on defense. So, yeah, bro, get A.J. Brown moving around like that. Like, get these boys the ball in many different in many different ways so that you can take advantage of the defense.
Now, we said to shoot us your questions. Some people have brought their questions to the table. Let's see. I saw a question earlier. In a cool tone, says, you are a rookie in the league. What talent are you doing for the rookie talent show?
I'm singing James Brown, The Big Payback.
That's your shit.
That's all I got.
I'd probably do some custom shoes. That's probably what I hidden random. I also cut hair. I used to be a barber, so I might do a fade.
Yeah, I used to cut hair too. But I used to, shout out to nice. My man Zach. Hell no. I chipped my son back in the day. I feel terrible about it. Had a big ass spot in a chip hair, baldy in the back, and I retired.
John says, a Roseman needs to pick up a big right guard project after cuts. We'll see. Where they go. They're definitely going to pick somebody up. I mean, it's a roster of riches right now. This is what we're talking about is depth. That's how crazy we are. Pete Nancy says, what y'all thinking of Johnny King? Looks like a nice step piece to have in the slot or in practice squad. I think, he's earned his role in the practice squad, I think. He's been showing up the last couple weeks. He's newly signed. He's only been here for a couple weeks, and he's made a couple plays. How about Pete? How about Devin? How about Devin Allen making a play in practice? You know, people have been calling for Devin Allen. Rackshay says he's hoping for Devin Allen to take a huge step, but he's been MIA. He dealt with that injury. I think he had a calf strain. So I think overall, I think we'll see. We will see. Bob from Down Under says Hurts' progress is ridiculous. Zangaro just wrote an article on how he spent the offseason perfecting his back shoulder throws. Bro, if anyone is paying attention, that Saints game where he threw that back shoulder fade with a guy rushing right down, right in front of his face. He threw a dot on that back shoulder fade to Alshon. That's weird when you think about Jalen Hurts and Alshon playing together. Alshon seems years ago.
And that's the approach that the greats make. They spend the summer learning something new, adding something additional. You know, I see a lot of overlap between Jalen Hurts and Kobe. Clearly not Kobe, right? Because Kobe was one of one. But you see a lot of the same sort of mental preparation and approach towards things is very similar. So, yeah, man, I'm just elated that Hurts is our quarterback. He doesn't seem to get, you know, frazzled or down or he's shown what he's made of, and we're just a couple plays away from winning a Super Bowl. So think the same team can get back and get over the hump this time around.
I had one of those moments the other night, just thinking about the Super Bowl. It's tough. Tough scene. Mm-hmm. Waking up with cold sweats at 3 in the morning.
Yep.
It happens to the best of us.
It does. It does.
Bob from Down Under said he would be singing Bodies by the Sex Pistols on stage at the talent show. Shout out to Charles. He says, Gail, can you give Nick Foles Mariota's number so he can give him some pointers on how to be a backup QB, please? First of all, this is something we have to come to terms with, how important it is in the city of Philadelphia to be QB2. Jalen Hurts at one time was QB2. Nick Foles, backing up Carson Wentz, was QB2.
Mm-hmm.
QB2s have a history in Philadelphia.
QB2 is a Mariota. Very important position, man.
Mark asks, he says, has Sipos secured the punting job? I have heard that they want to see something out of Sipos on Thursday, and that he knows that his job is on the line. These are what Eagle fans are talking about. We're talking about punters, wide receiver fives, linebacker role. Ben asked, are you impressed with Desai, or is it just poor depth making his vanilla stuff look so? Again, they're not going to show their hand. I just think in practice, I'm hearing the things that I want to hear. Like, I'd love to see Bradberry in the slot going up against some of these bigger guys. I've seen it heard about, you know, Bradberry being a quasi linebacker from Kempski in some situations. I think you can't be afraid to try things. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we want to see from our defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Now Ben asks, y'all think the Eagles go with 5 or 6 wide receivers? I'll go with you, Mal, first.
Oh man, had Tyree Cleveland not gotten hurt, I probably would have said 6. I'm gonna go 5. Unless somebody does really jump out in this preseason game where you don't think you can get them through practice squad or through waivers to the practice squad. But I don't know that there's enough of these young players that you have to go 6. Yeah.
Hmm. Will with a flex, not a flex. With flex of the knowledge, Cunningham was QB2 as well. Now, did you get the Kelly Green jersey yet?
No, not yet. Soon.
If you were to buy a jersey, who would that be?
It's Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts? Yeah. Rackshack, I did see your comment about in my DMs about jersey. Jalen Hurts just sold out. At the shop, just letting you know. Shout out to Dylan. He says, are we believing the hype with Jalen Carter? Got Slay talking him up and Lane supposedly. From someone who's watched all his snaps in college, you shouldn't be surprised by what you're hearing about Jalen Carter. From us too, during draft season, we've been so high on Jalen Carter.
Yes.
The fact that we got him is where I wake up in cold sweats and like, I can't believe that happened. Right? Can you believe that happened?
No.
Yeah, I remember you saying
teams passed on him, but no.
I remember Bal saying I stopped watching Jalen Carter tape because I didn't even think we could get him. So that's where we're at. That's how geeked up Mal is that he got booted from the chat. But I remember that was the time. Fun times, though. Fun times.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think Kenny Gainwell is going to be the let's throw this in the chat. Who's going to be your most surprising unsung hero come
for season? The season?
Yep. Unsung hero.
I'm gonna go Olamide Zaccheaus, bro. I think he has a chance behind Smitty and behind AJ Brown to really kind of take it to the next level. I think again, there's just a lot of uncertainty in that wide receiver room behind your two alphas. So anybody could kind of step up there. But yeah, I think Zaccheaus brings a unique skill set to that role. Played predominantly in the slot, but can kick outside if you need to. And has been making plays in camp. He's somebody that you continue to hear his name, at least consistently enough that you believe he'll make the team.
Dylan took the words out of my mouth. I was gonna go Brown as well. I think somebody, you know, I think from just a special teams. I just think there's guys like even a Sean Bradley, or you could say a Christian Ellis, guys on special teams that show up that you need juice from. I think I think this team is missing that. So I think with Bradley going down, somebody on special teams got to be that dude. Rakshak says he's going with Kelly Ringo. Okay. All right. Trying to bring up some other people's. Pete Nathan also says Olamide Zaccheaus is one of his. What do you think? What are your feelings on Quest? You think he brushes the dirt off his shoulder?
Yeah, I think Quest still sticks around. I mean, he has that game-breaking speed. He seems to have been at least not making enough mistakes that his job is in question. They seem to be still invested in him. They were talking him up the whole offseason. So I think, again, it comes down to whether or not he could hold Zaccheaus off for that third spot. But he'll be in a rotation at wide receiver.
Mark says that the Eagles win another Super Bowl before my Kelly Green jerseys get shipped.
It's possible. Now,
see, Mark, if you would have hit me up, you would have saw that was your opportunity to get that jersey. Eagle fans start lining up at 3 a.m. to buy the Kelly Green jersey. Out there with the sickos. Still one of the, I'm going to be honest with you, it's one of the most fun experiences that I've had in the last couple of years.
Nice.
Because it was so stupid of us to be out there at 3 a.m., but it was so fun. So fun. Again, shout out to Hollywood Hearn, who's working hard for the money. Shout out to Prime, who's on family vacation.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Hollis, who's in Milwaukee.
All right.
Milwaukee. Yeah. Now, give me one player offensively and defensively you'd love to see the Eagles add. Some guy on your radar.
A player. I've been saying Donovan Peoples-Jones at wide receiver for the longest, yeah, just because he's in a situation in Cleveland where there's competition for snaps and they might see him as expendable. On defense, man, I don't know. I think Buda Baker is the easy answer, but I don't know that we need as much help at safety as we imagine that we do at this point. So it will probably be a linebacker, but there's really nobody that like jumps out to me that would be worth like giving up draft capital for. Though maybe Kareem, I'm going to go second offensive, bro. I'm going to throw Kareem Hunt in there. I think Kareem Hunt would be real interesting in the Eagles offense. You know, if they decide that Penny and Sermon, some of these other guys at the bottom of the roster don't really fit what they're looking for, you know, kick the tires and see if Hunt still has something in the tank.
Yeah, it's funny. I also do this, you know, it's not always – in real life that you can add some of these players, but I would love to add, you know, yeah, I don't love playing. You don't want to pay for a running back, but if a team is tanking and you're looking for a power back, imagine our offensive line with AJ Dillon on in the cold months of football. where you're just trying to play power football with the kind of bro, that would be insane to add a power back like that who's not getting paid right now.
Yeah.
Because what are the Packers going to do? You think the Packers are
500 team probably?
Trade them during midseason?
Yeah, possibly. Well,
that's more of a personal. I'd love to see that power game lit up, because we'll see what Rashad Penny brings to the table. Dylan asks, who's going to be the starting linebackers? You got Dean and Morrow. They aren't trying to stand up Nolan Smith. He takes some reps out there, but nothing.
Yeah.
It's going to be Dean and Cunningham.
That would be my guess, man. I mean, that's who I'm looking out for, and I think it would be great to see the Eagles win the Super Bowl and Kelly Green's. That would be dope. I think that would be a dream come true for us all. This team is built to win over the next few years. Howie's done such a great job of keeping this team balanced, but also keeping the books in check too. So, yeah, man. You know, we're so close, man. I'm ready. Like, let's start playing some real meaningful football now. And enough of the speculation. Let's see who steps up and let's see who shows out. Everybody's talking about how the Eagles have a difficult schedule this year and it won't be so easy. People are already doubting the team before we even played a meaningful down. So let's see how the Eagles respond.
Now, Pete says, Aaron Donald, I know this won't happen. Ev's ears ringing at work, but it would be fun. This is also the same conversation I had at Home Depot today, Pete. So not only you the only person thinking this. He's like, what do you think of Aaron Donald playing for the Eagles? I'm like, he'd be great, but I think Sue would be the most reasonable, won't cost you anything. Just sign him for some cheap money. That would be nice. In a cool tone, says James Harden is the 76ers version of Nnamdi Asamoah. And you ain't a liar. In a cool tone. Tough scene out here for the Sixers world. That's a conversation. I can see the hurt in people's eyes when they say the Sixers, because then you know.
People sacrificed and trusted the process and did all of this stuff for Brian Colangelo to come in and like undermine it, and then the rest of the GMs and Maury now to just finish the job, bro. Like, the Sixers are dead men walking. So all we got is the birds right now, but I'm excited. I think the Eagles will give us something to cheer for and be excited for as a city.
Pete Nathan asks, running backs 4 or 5, Mal, what you got?
I'm going 4.
Going 4. And that is Boston Scott.
Yeah, it's the last guy. Mm-hmm. Gainwell and
Swift.
Yeah, Swift. Yeah.
Yo, Swift is
he's good at team, football, man.
His team is stacked, man. I'm not gonna even say it. I'm not gonna even say it. Damn, Pete with the hard hitting questions. O-lineman 9 or 10.
Let's go 9.
I say maybe 10. And they cut someone when they figure out who they got.
Yeah.
Rackcheck chimes in. We go 4 running backs, Earth, Wind, and Fire with Scott on the drums. Pete. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at it at all. Before we get out of here, I want to give a shout out to Bud Light for holding down us at the tailgates. Always appreciate your support over the years. I also want to shout out Concha Hawken Italian Bakery, 50 years of cool, and tomato pies as well. Give Tina your love when you show up and get them Italian cookies too. That's a prime favorite. I know it's almost that time to eat.
Yes, sir.
Prime was at Burger Time recently. He was talking about Burger Time on the last pod. Went out there, got a burger with an egg on it. If you guys are old school gamers, Burger Time was a video game back in the day. They have a spot out in South Jersey. Go show them your love if you're trying to get some crazy ass burgers. They remix the burger. It's the home of the remix. Burgers, hot dogs with Fritos in it. It can get spicy. No? You're not feeling that?
Not for me.
Let's we got a couple more questions here. Who's the biggest threat for us this year, realistically, from Mr. iFlow?
We'll go to the Eagles are. Like, you always your biggest threat, right? That I think.
Well, threat for us, though.
Got to execute. Yeah, that's for us. We are our biggest threat is execution. We got a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator. If those things don't click, if people aren't taken to the slight changes to the system, but new systems, it could be ugly. And, you know, again, folks are predicting that we have a pretty tough slate, but that through like the middle of the season. So, yeah, I think I don't know that externally there are a bunch of threats to us. I think the Eagles are one of, if not the best team top to bottom in the league. So it's us. We got to go out and execute and make the plays.
That was a very deep question. I think if you were in at a combine in the way that you answered that question, I think you would probably impress NFL GMs. They're like, bro, he flipped the question on its head. Mal went with your own worst enemy.
Yes.
All right. If I like that answer. If I'm gonna be. I'm just going to just put it out there. I just think in the NFC, who realistically? I mean, if the Cowboys don't implode on themselves, I think I think their head coach.
Your CB1 calling your quarterback a bitch ain't a good look, though.
Well, you see other head coaches now calling the plays again because his job is on the line. He's like, if I'm going down with this burning ship, I'm going to call the plays.
Got to, bro. And that's always the last step before getting fired. So, yeah, clearly the writing is on the wall.
Blue Mini says the only problem coming out of practice right now is executing substitutions. I do think execution is very key. I think that's the one thing that, you know, sloppy execution has been – it's reared its ugly head a little bit. Pete Nason says, I predict the Saints will win 12 games because they got an easy schedule. I think the Giant fans are feeling themselves out there. They need to pump the brakes. I got a lot of Giant friends that are fans. Let's pump the brakes. But again, shout out to you guys out in the chat. Appreciate you guys sticking around. I'm going to let everyone. What is your last word, Mal?
Hey, man, just excited to be here. Shouts out to the fellas doing all of their different endeavors. Shouts out to my wife, and she's downstairs holding it down with Malcolm Jr. as always. So appreciate her and him for just being dope. And appreciate you, brother. You know, always glad to get on the podcast and rock out with you. And, man, the season's almost here. All this talking from the letdown of the Super Bowl ending through the draft and mock drafts and now preseason and training camp and cuts. It's almost here, man. So excited for that. Excited for, you know, the live shows and to be able to just, yeah, do it up. We got a great season coming up and a lot of really dope opportunities for us to engage and interact with folks. So when we in your city, man, pop out. Come holla at us.
There's levels to this, and I feel like we're in that – we're in that phase that's getting close. You could almost taste the victory. Yeah, but I'm not going to lie. The mock draft season was the most fun I had in a long time. Y'all held me down with the mocks. And the fact that we got pretty close to the guys that we were talking about. So we did, everybody in the chat did the work here. But shout out to Evan Prime and Hollis. You know, doing the Lord's work out there. Again, my last word is, I need somebody to come help me paint, man.
What's up? I got you. You ain't invite me to the crib. I can't help you if you ain't invite me to the crib.
Not yet. I stayed up till 4:30 4:30 in the morning to paint the den after I saw a painting quote from a guy out there. I was like, wow. Wow, this is how much. So we still going with somebody, but I'm just saying, if anybody wants some beer and some pizza, you know, we'll get on the sticks. I'm just kidding. But shout out to y'all. We'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.